Abraham was on a journey. And he discovered that responding to God's call and claim upon his life, God was going to bless him. And not only was God going to bless him, God was going to make him a blessing to others. And God was going to also, by his presence and by his life and what he did, also curse others. You know, God is not wishy-washy. God doesn't sit on a fence. It's either black or white. It's either blessing or curse. I thought it was a little strong to put that in the bulletin to ask, are you a blessing or a curse? I mean, when people see you coming, do they say, boy, this is going to be a blessing in my life being with this person? Or are they saying, oh no, what am I going to have to deal with? You know, it really is one way or another. People come down on one side or the other. You know, it's generally not neutral. We spend a lot of time in our world trying to be neutral. But you have to remember in Revelations, when the angel was speaking to John, one of the churches, he said, you're neither hot nor cold. He says, you make me want to throw up. Being neutral accomplishes nothing. Are you a blessing to others? That's what you've been called to be. Just as Abraham was called to be a blessing. And when you're a blessing to others, you know, have no idea how far that blessing's going to go. I was once privileged to work with a young man who was going through some marital difficulties. He was interested in counseling. They had a young son about 4 years of age. He was concerned about the difficulties they were having and how that would impact his son as his son grew up. His wife wasn't too interested in counseling, but he was, so he came. And we were talking about this idea of being a blessing, and he truly wanted to be a blessing to others, particularly his young son. And as we were talking about blessings, he said, you know, I grew up in a home with a mother who said, every day is a blessing. Every day is a blessing. You either receive one or you are one. But every day is a blessing. Wouldn't it be great to grow up in a home where you heard that over and over and over again as the family philosophy, as the mother's guiding truth for her children, that every day's a blessing. You either receive one or you are one. God has called us to be a blessing to others, just as he called Abraham. And the extent of those blessings we cannot imagine or measure. Just as Abraham couldn't conceive that being a blessing, that he would bless all of the nations of the world. And here we are as a consequence of his faith, of his life, of his courage, and his being blessed and being a blessing. Are you a blessing to others? Do you look at life as an opportunity to build up or tear down? That determines, are you a blessing or a curse? I mean, is the glass half empty or half full? What is your perspective on things? Do you go around trying to catch people doing good? Or, like most people, do you go around trying to catch people doing something wrong so you can build yourself up by putting them down? See, we ought to be in the habit of catching people do good things. Bob caught somebody doing good. The Sunday school teacher that worked with the children that made those cars. Wouldn't it be refreshing to somebody to have you come up? It might scare them at first and say, Barry, I caught you. You did something good and wonderful. I just wanted you to know about it. Of course, now there for a minute, your heart would, you know, when they said, I caught you. Because usually when we get caught, it's about where we messed up, where we did something wrong. But you see, as God's people, we're here to be a blessing. We can be a blessing by catching people doing something good and telling them about it. I went through one of these endurance things you go through as a grandparent and a parent, too. I remember doing it as a parent, and I've done it a lot as a grandparent. But we went to dance recital yesterday. And thank goodness they changed the dance place they went, because this one's about half as long as the marathon thing we used to go to. But it's a long, drawn-out thing when you figure your children are out there for like 3 minutes. But you've got all of these children, little bitty kids, right on up to teenagers, and they've worked hard all year. They're having their recital, and you know, you kind of do your duty because you want to support your grandchildren and be there for them. But it's kind of not the thing you want to invite a friend to, because you really don't want to put them through that. It's so long, you know what I mean? And it really impressed me that on my son-in-law's side of the family, they had six members who came. And they had twin children that are about, 5, 6 years old. And those little kids were absolutely precious and so well-behaved for such a long, drawn-out program. And I made it a point to catch them doing good. I made it a point to catch the parents and grandparents for doing a good job raising them. I just go up to people out in public and tell them what well-behaved children they have. I see so many bratty kids in this world that I like to catch people doing it right. That's a blessing. That's being a blessing to people, to go up to a complete stranger and say, I just want to tell you how well-behaved your child is and what a good job you've done as a parent. Instead of looking around constantly for what somebody did wrong. See, that determines whether you're a blessing to be sought or a curse to be avoided. And we make a choice. In the book of Deuteronomy, God essentially, through Moses, tells us that's the basic life choice. In the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, see, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God. I have called heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him and holding fast to him, for this means life to you and length of days. Choose life. Today, we decide. Again, and are reminded, are we a blessing or a curse? We make a choice to come to this altar, this table, and receive of this simple meal that represents the beautiful gift of God. We have before us the opportunity to choose life or death, blessing or curse. Choose life. Decide to be a blessing. Start catching people doing something right. And we will see the bounty of God's blessings manifested among us. Let us pray. Almighty Father, in a world where there is so much darkness and ugliness, violence and hatred, you have commissioned us as your children to be a blessing to the world, because we have been blessed through the presence of Christ Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit into our lives that equips us and guides us into the way of blessing. Help us to renew our commitment to you as we come to this table this morning, to be a blessing to others. a blessing that we cannot measure, that we want to stop our bad habits of criticizing and catching people doing wrong and catch them doing something right and good and honest. Father, we want to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.